Hey, it's Alanya from the Trail 1833. Now, over the last few months, I've been doing these tea podcasts, and the way we've been recording them is I've been going down to the Lake Missoula Tea Company in downtown Missoula to sit down with one of the employees, one of the tea tenders at the Lake Missoula Tea Company to taste some tea. This month, we decided to do something a little bit different. Heather Krylik, she's one of the owners of the Lake Missoula Tea Company. She's actually currently in Colombia right now meeting with Bitaco, which is their supplier of their Colombian tea. So we're going to catch up with them from Missoula, Montana to Colombia. This is the Tea Podcast on the Trail 1033.
Hey, hi, this is Heather Krylik, and I'm standing in a rainforest in Colombia, and it actually happens to be raining. Surrounded on both sides by large, beautiful trees with epiphytes up in the branches. It's very cool. And then we're in the middle of this is a nursery at Bitaco Tea Farm, the only tea farm in Colombia, in South America. And right now, we're getting ready to get a tour with Pablo, who is the nursery manager. He's actually the ground manager of the entire Bitaco Tea Farm. And standing next to me is Santiago, who's been our host and taking us everywhere and kind of filling in the blanks when we have questions. And he's actually my contact when I'm purchasing Bitaco Tea. So he and I have known each other for a few years. So it's nice to come here and kind of see what he's been talking about. We came down here to go to the farm where we get our Colombian tea. The farm is called Bitaco Tea Farm, the only Colombian tea farm. And we've been getting tea from them for the past 3 to 4 years. And so today we met with one of the owners, Carlotta, and she was talking to us about some of the plans and the goals that the farm has and some of the environmental and social programs that they have and what they're working towards. We spent the morning doing that. And then we just walked through the facility where they're making the tea. And then right now, we are at the nursery, and we're looking at 70,000 plants that are anywhere from 2 inches high to 2 feet high that would eventually get transplanted throughout the garden. We did a tasting, or what we call a cupping in the tea world, where you set out a different variety of teas and then you're tasting and going back and tasting again and trying that. So that was fun to do. So today we were tasting one of the teas is the Andean Princess. So some of you might be familiar with that and know that it has the raspberry and it's got Isabella grape skin in it. We also have the Colombian Black. The Colombian Black is a tea that gets used in if you're getting a house chai or if you're getting a straight black when you come into the tea shop. If you get a cold tea, it's often the Colombian Black. And we also have the Tippy 2. And then it's also one of our nicer teas that we have in the tea shop. And then the last one I'm thinking about is the Mist Forest that has soursop and guava in it. So those are some of the teas that we were tasting today. And they're all coming from the farm. They're all coming from the plants here. To me and to our business, Lake Missoula Tea Company, this is an investment. It's an investment in relationship. So it's showing Bitaco we're committed to you. So it's not like we're just buying tea one or two times and we're looking for the cheapest tea. It's like, no, we're here on the ground. We've come this far. You've come and visited us. We're revisiting you. Yep. We want to continue to learn about the programs that you are working on the ground with your employees, with the communities that you work in, our customers, and say, we're committed to working with this company. These are the things that they do, and we're hoping that our visit here communicates that. So today I met with Carlotta, who is one of the owners, and she was talking, what are the social programs, what are the environmental programs that they're working on. So environmentally, Bitaco feels immense responsibility in taking care of the watershed that starts at the top of the mountain where Bitaco tea starts and goes all the way down and widens as it goes down into the valley. So they're the headwaters of a very large water system that feeds into many, many people down below. And so they take that very seriously. And several years ago, they switched from being non-organic to organic, which means there's no pesticides, no poisons, nothing going into the water, going onto the tea, going into the land. Second thing that they're doing, and while we're standing here at the nursery, earlier today we were at another nursery that had rainforest plants that they're giving to the community members to help reforest around their homes, to help reforest around the borders of around the tea plant, to help create corridors for animals, and then also to help clean the water. Other things in terms of social responsibility, we've walked into several schools today. Bitaco has started 6 schools and 1 high school that they contribute to. from all the way from preschool all the way to high school. So at the very beginning, they're starting with education. And in, on top of that, they bring in enrichment courses where they have music and taekwondo, English speaking, and then also technology that they're bringing into the community. So some of the kids are seeing iPads, they're working off of iPads. The adults are to have a lab that they can come into at the factory itself. So they're very invested in education. They also support students to go to college. There's 15 right now with a total of, I think there was 50.
Already five graduated.
Five graduated. Okay. Five have already graduated from this program that they have. So they're also building daycares. So that, and then the next big step I'm learning from Carlotta, if this is not enough, is that they're working on a program that's going to support entrepreneurs in the community around here. And they feel like they need to do this so that people are sustainable. So the word that I heard Carlotta use a million times today was the word sustainability. And so if you give somebody something, you just hand it to them. It's, you know, they may or may not use it, but the way to make it sustainable is to help them, to teach them, to teach themselves on how to be self-sufficient. And so their goal is that they create these businesses that they can be economically self-sufficient, whether the tea farm is here or not. So I heard a lot about the word sustainability, which I was glad to hear, because Lake Missoula Tea Company, as it talks about itself and gets stronger about its identity, knows that sustainability is where it wants to focus on.